Well, the education sector is worried that the slow vaccine rollout in Australia will further hamper plans to bring back international students. It says the delay is costing Australia tens of billions of dollars. It's urging the government to provide some certainty and a timeline for stranded students. Catherine Gregory reports.
International students are a $40 billion a year industry in Australia. But its bottom line has taken a big hit due to the pandemic.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics figures now show that already Australia's taken a $10 billion reduction or hit.
Phil Honeywood, the CEO of the International Education Association of Australia, is worried the delayed vaccine rollout will only exacerbate this.
If we have a third academic year next year compromised, then we will find that a $40 billion industry will be a sub-$10 billion a year industry, and that will have major ramifications for small businesses, for accommodation providers, for our universities and other education providers who rely so heavily on this revenue from international students.
Mr. Honeywood is urging the federal and state and territory governments to come up with a viable plan to bring back small groups of already enrolled international students. He points out that New South Wales and South Australia have come up with models of what this might look like.
These are already enrolled students who have, and are really coming back to complete a five-year medical or dental degree or a four-year nursing degree, and they have to do the field work.
And does that mean they need to be vaccinated before they come?
We're calling on the federal government to clarify what the vaccination status should be.
The number of students would not be included in the cap on returning Australians. So he says each state and territory has to plan for non-hotel quarantine, special chartered flights, and ensure the cost of logistics would be covered by the education provider. A spokesperson for the New South Wales Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, confirmed it's developing such a plan, one that would operate alongside the international arrivals caps mandated by National Cabinet for each individual state. And in a statement to the ABC, the Federal Education Minister, Alan Tudge, says he's still waiting on concrete proposals from states and territories. He also says National Cabinet has asked the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee for advice on how the vaccine rollout will impact requirements for quarantine and international travel, which will then influence when international students can return in larger numbers. Terry Sleven, the CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia, is cautious.
It's vitally important that we get those controls right. Clearly, there's been a lot of work to improve the hotel quarantine system. Whether it's an overseas student coming into Australia or an Australian returning home, it's the same protocol. That quarantine is vitally important. But having met those kind of criteria, it's reasonable to trial some of these kind of options.
But there's still no clear indication on whether returning international students must be vaccinated.
So I think vaccination makes a lot of sense and it would be an important ingredient in terms of that program. There needs to be clear evidence of that being the case.
Still, all this uncertainty is taking a toll, both emotionally and financially, on international students stuck overseas. Malaysian-born Belle Lim is one of the lucky ones. She's still studying in Melbourne. But as the president of the Council of International Students, she's in touch with a lot of stranded international students too.
We receive messages from students constantly just describing their situation and how desperate they are.
The council is doing a survey of those students. Belle Lim says according to the 107 responses so far, it's found many of them are still paying for tuition, accommodation and bills or visa extensions, which is causing a lot of stress.
It was really shocking to see that 92% of students reported significant mental health impact. Lastly, we asked about their sentiment around them coming to Australia to study, and it was really disappointing and it's very sad for us to see that a lot of students felt regretful that they chose Australia. They felt really abandoned by the government and they are considering going to a different country and abandon their education here in Australia.
That's Belle Lim, President of the Council of International Students, Catherine Gregory, with that report.